Jesus can relate to life-changing loss, Wednesday. In their series, Week 1. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. Hebrews 4:15. Have you experienced a life-changing loss? Jesus can relate. As Isaiah foretold, Jesus would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with deepest grief, Isaiah 53:3. There's a story about Jesus' friend Lazarus who passed away. Jesus travels to visit Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary. The sisters meet with Jesus separately, but they say the same words to Jesus: "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Martha wants to talk to Jesus. She believes Jesus could have saved Lazarus, but now it's too late. Jesus has a conversation with her and offers questions to help her process. Mary says the same words, but she doesn't want a conversation. Instead, she breaks down and cries. And how does Jesus respond? By crying with her. These two sisters had two different responses to loss. Martha verbally processed her feelings and Jesus answered with helpful questions. Mary processed her feelings through tears. Jesus responded by sharing her pain. In all of this, we see that Jesus felt grief too. How could he not? He's fully God and fully human. He was getting a front row seat to one of the most painful human experiences. Jesus can relate to life-changing loss and is ready to respond with empathy. Some of us react to loss with rationalization. Jesus meets us there, ready to guide our process. Others react with high levels of emotion. Jesus meets us there, too, sitting next to us on the floor in tears. We live in a broken world and bad things happen. Sometimes we don't know why. But we know that Jesus can relate to our pain and is present every step of the way. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 33. Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But the chief priests and the teachers of the law were furious when they saw what he was doing. They looked for a way to get rid of him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held Jesus in high esteem as a prophet. That evening, Jesus and his disciples left the city. The next morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree that Jesus had cursed. It was withered from the roots up. Peter remembered what Jesus had done and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that it will happen, it will be done. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. They came to Jerusalem again. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came up to him. "By what authority are you doing these things?" they asked. "Who gave you authority to do this?" Jesus replied, "I will ask you one question, answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or of human origin? Tell me." They discussed it among themselves. "If we say, from heaven," he will ask, "then why didn't you believe him? But if we say, of human origin, we're afraid of the crowd, because they all hold that John was a prophet." So they gave Jesus this answer, "We don't know." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." This is 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 5 through 17. Now, I don't say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. I wrote you out of much anguish and heartache, and with many tears. I didn't want to grieve you, but I wanted you to know how deeply I love you. Now I am glad I sent you that letter, even though it hurt you for a little while. I can see now that it did hurt you, but only for a little while. And I am gladder still that you were grieved, because then you repented. Your grief led you to repentance, a repentance that leaves no regret and results in salvation. But the grief of the world produces death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what vindication. In every way you have shown yourselves to be innocent in this matter. So even though I wrote to you in anguish, I am not sorry now, though I was at the time. I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. And now I am glad that you were made to suffer, not because I wanted you to suffer, but because your suffering led you to repentance. For you repented as God desired, so that you were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation, and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what vindication. In every way you have shown yourselves to be innocent in this matter. Therefore, I was glad to receive. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.